Chapter 26. Married, and gave Laura a great deal of information regarding the passion of love, which must have been singularly useful and novel to that little person. Alas, alas! I fear poor Emmy had not a well-regulated mind. What were her parents doing, not to keep this little heart from beating so fast? Old Sedley did not seem much to notice matters. He was graver of late, and his city affairs absorbed him. Mrs. Sedley was of so easy and uninquisitive a nature that she wasn't even jealous. Mr. Joes was away, being besieged by an Irish widow at Cheltenham. Amelia had the house to herself, too much to herself sometimes, not that she ever doubted. For, to be sure, George must be at the Horse Guards, and he can't always get leave from Chatham. And he must see his friends and sisters, and mingle in society when in town, he, such an ornament to every society. Semicolon and when he is with the regiment, he is too tired to write long letters. I know where she kept that packet as he had and can steal in, and out of her chamber like I a chimo? No, that is a bad part. I will only act moonshine, and peep harmless into the bed, where faith and beauty and innocence lie dreaming. But if Osborne's were short and soldier-like letters, it must be confessed that were Miss Sedley's letters to Mr. Osborne to be published, we should have to extend this novel to such a multiplicity of volumes as not the most sentimental reader could support. That she not only filled sheets of large paper, but crossed them with the most astonishing perverseness, that she wrote whole pages out of poetry books without the least pity, that she underlined words and passages with quite a frantic emphasis, and, in fine, gave the usual tokens of her condition. She wasn't a heroine. Her letters were full of repetition. She wrote rather doubtful grammar sometimes, and in her verses took all sorts of liberties with the meter. But oh, mesdames, if you are not allowed to touch the heart sometimes in spite of syntax, and are not to be loved until you all know the difference between trimeter and tetrameter, may all poetry go to the deuce, and every schoolmaster perish miserably. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.